Good morning and welcome to the Lord's house as we're privileged to lift up praise and worship to God. We would like to encourage everyone to please sign the registration pad and pass that on to your neighbor, if you will, please. In the bulletin, you've got the announcement page that will tell you what is taking place in the fellowship of the church. For our elders, deacons, and committee chair folks, we want to remind you that we do have the July board meeting immediately after this service in the upper room classroom. We are always grateful for your contributions to the food pantry and also this month for the July school supply collection. Again, those donations can be put in the foyer over to the western side of the sanctuary here. Many, many thanks for everyone who helped us with our vacation Bible school, for the leadership that Anna Ekrit gave us, and certainly all of the support that we received from the 6 teachers, the 20 adult helpers, and the 10 high school youth, as indeed we had about 40 children here in attendance, and hope that some of our children will come forward and be singing for us here for the time for our children in a few moments. The CWF is going to be meeting with the Harmony group. That will be Thursday of this week instead of last week. And I think that's all the announcements we need to mention. So, Ryan, I welcome you to lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning, everybody. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. How good it is to give thanks to you, O Lord, to sing in your honor, O Most High God.
To proclaim your constant love every morning and your faithfulness every night.
With the music of stringed instruments and with melody on the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, make us glad.
Because of what you have done, we sing for joy. We'll now sing hymn number 22, stanzas 1 and 4, of All Creatures of Our God and King.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. O burning sun with golden beam, O silver moon with softer gleam,
loving God, for the privilege we have to offer you praise and worship this Lord's Day morning, we give you thanks. We pray that the meditations of our hearts and our songs of praise may be acceptable to you. For as John 4, verse 23 tells us, the hour is here, and you are seeking those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Please take a moment to greet your neighbors. May we have our children come forward as they're going to be singing for us this morning.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
Thank you. sorry. I had it turned down.
Many, many, many thanks to everyone who led in Vacation Bible School and to our children. As we go to God in prayer this morning, a number of people for us to lift up. I want to mention that I understand that Dolly LaWallen is at North Kansas City Hospital dealing with some pneumonia. We also want to lift up that Tim and Kelly Jackson are in our prayers this week, as Tim will be at North Kansas City Hospital tomorrow morning. He'll be undergoing a procedure for his heart, but that should be an overnight stay for him. Tim is our custodian here at the church. We also have at North Kansas City Hospital Bob Settles, as he's been there for the last few days, and we hope that he's continuing to make good progress. And also at North Kansas City Hospital, Linda Stevens will be there tomorrow, undergoing some injections in her back to help with some back issues that have been giving her difficulty for the last several weeks. That's why we've not been seeing Linda here in worship. It's been just a challenge for her to be able to make it to work a few hours a day just to keep things going for her her work at the dealership. Also, Ed and Shirley Keel are in our prayers. Ed is at the St. Luke's Hospital here just west of us. He had a fall at home, and he has a cracked vertebrae, but again, it looks like that should be able to heal up on its own, not need any kind of intervention. Many, many thanks to all of you who are here for the service for Don Thomas and Judy. We are grateful that you are here this morning, and family members are present with you as well. Bless you all. It was truly our privilege to honor and celebrate Don's life. Also, we want to keep in prayer Louise Russick, Kathy Archer, Lauren Kirby, Betty and Jerry Donahue, Philip Woods, and a word of celebration as Perla Mora's niece, Michelle Vales, was able to ring that bell, declaring that she was cancer-free. We're just so grateful for that. Praise God. And we keep Psalm's son, Bart, Johnny Sturwalt, in our prayers. Lana Witten's granddaughter had surgery for her eye a few days ago. That's Samantha Sander. We lift her up as well. And Susan, I see you in the back. Bless you. We are so delighted you are here. Praise God. Susan, bless you. It is a profound joy for us to see your presence among us after these many months. We just keep you in prayer, Susan, and pray that you are making a good progress, steady progress. And Nicole, we're delighted that you're here this morning as well with your family. May we go before the Lord in prayer. Merciful and loving God, we express our gratitude for the privilege to assemble in your house. We offer you all praise and glory as we also appreciate the guidance of your word and the joy of sharing in fellowship with fellow believers. We give thanks also, O God, for the opportunity we had this past week to share with the 40 children and their families in our endeavors to help them understand our Lord Jesus Christ and his great love as he expresses your love for us. For our adult leadership and the support of our high school youth who served as helpers, we give thanks for their commitment each day and their devotion to this ministry. We also offer you all praise and thanksgiving for the hope of salvation that we have in Christ Jesus, even as we gathered for the celebration of life service for our beloved Don Thomas yesterday. We experience great comfort knowing Don's spirit dwells in your eternal care, even though we miss his presence among us. We pray your great comfort to be with Judy and Dave, David, Camille, Daniil, and Rob, Billy, and Amber, Gail, and certainly so many other members of the Thomas family. And as each of us step forward with the task set before us in this new week, may we lean into your Holy Spirit's guidance and comfort, knowing the greatest victory in life is already won, for it is in Christ that we are redeemed. This we pray, as we also recite the prayer our Lord Jesus teaches us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
It is rather remarkable to think that even though she became blind at 6 weeks of age, that Fanny Crosby was able to create such significant visual imagery in many of the more than 8,500 gospel songs that she composed over the course of 89 years. Fanny Crosby lived to be 95 years of age, but as I mentioned, she actually composed gospel songs for 89 of those years simply because she began composing musical text at the age of 6. Although she never could recall seeing anything of our natural surroundings, it is remarkable to experience the imagery of her hymns, like the one that we are singing this morning for our communion hymn. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain. Free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. May we also truly visualize in our spiritual mind the great comfort we experience near the cross of Christ our Lord as we partake in the bread and cup of the Lord's table that reminds us of the sacrifice Christ made that we may have life eternal. Our communion hymn, it's number 587. Jesus, keep me near the cross. We sing all stanzas, please.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross,
till my rapture
soul shall find rest beyond the river.
As we gather at the Lord's table, we again remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them, saying, 'This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." May we bow our heads as Jerry leads us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we gather around this table today to remember our Lord Jesus, whose body was broken and whose blood was shed, that our sins could be forgiven, that we might have eternal life. We ask for your blessing on these emblems that symbolizes Christ's body and blood. As we partake of each, may we remember his suffering on the cross. Please strengthen our faith and love. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome you to share this morning. In the front of our sanctuary are the 595 canned and boxed food items that the children of this year's Vacation Bible School contributed to our food pantry that is open to the public every Tuesday and Thursday here at Berry Christian Church. It's an important ministry that operates solely from the generosity of our congregation's membership and friends, and we are so delighted that our children every year contribute in such a significant way for our ministries of the church. And it is with thanksgiving that we accept their gifts as we also accept your gifts as Peggy leads us in a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this chance to get together today in your house to worship you. We experience your blessings every day that you have given us by your ultimate love. As we come to forward today to give, to present our tithes and our offerings, we pray that they may be a blessing to many people and help to spread your word around the world. Please, Father, please bless these gifts and bless the givers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. May we stand? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and the Holy. Lord God, we pray this offering is used for your glory, now and always. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I forgot to mention during our time of prayer that the audio for yesterday's service for Don is now on the church's website. And we're grateful, Cindy, for you taking care of that for us, so that if anyone would want to go back and listen, it's there, or anyone who was not able to be here, like to be able to hear the service yesterday. It is on the church's website, just like we have all of our Sunday services recorded there on the audio portion. Scripture text I lift up to you, Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, We're following up again with this story of Jesus receiving the children whom the parents wish to be blessed. Verse 14 of Mark 10. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. Again, what he saw was the disciples shooing away the parents and those young children. And he said to them, and really focusing on the disciples, as well as certainly everybody else, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And our focus verse for today, verse 15, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. May we pray. Merciful and loving God, as we hear your word this Lord's Day morning, may it be in humility that we fully comprehend the truth, that it is only when we are as receptive as the littlest of children that we can truly receive your kingdom. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Again, this text in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Jesus says, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like, and then some versions just simply say like a child, but the more accurate version is like the littlest child will never enter it. This seems like a rather harsh rebuke from our loving Lord Jesus, as he again had already been frustrated with the disciples for keeping away the parents who wish to have their children blessed. But this Sunday, let's discover what Jesus means when he says these words, truly I tell you, you must receive the kingdom like the littlest of children to truly enter it. Let's break that down. First of all, Jesus says, truly I tell you. Now, here Jesus is using this expression to get people's attention. And in fact, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus uses this expression 13 different times. It's like the sergeant saying to the airmen who are all standing at attention, listen up. Right? Or it's like the teacher saying to a distracted class, now pay attention. Right? You know what I mean here. Again, Jesus really is lifting up a point of emphasis. Hey, right now in this moment, listen to what I've got to say. And as our Lord Jesus is indignant to the disciples' rebuking of the parents for bringing the children to him, Jesus wishes to set the record straight and clarify what is really needed for everyone to truly be recipients of what God offers in his earthly as well as his heavenly kingdom. Truly, I say to you, anyone who will not receive, that's our next word of emphasis, receive the kingdom of God. Now notice, Jesus doesn't say, truly I tell you, anyone who will not earn, the word earning is not there, is it? It is only by God's grace that we can receive. And we have to recognize that we are recipients. It's not anything that we do. You see, that's why the scriptures tell us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And also in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God has appeared. Now, what is being meant in that text, for the grace of God has appeared? What's that grace of God that has appeared? It's Jesus himself, is it not? As Christ has appeared in grace, if you will, the text goes on to say that salvation is offered to all people. We adults, we are so often centered on status and grappling for power, authority, whatever it is that we think we need to gain entrance or to have position into anything, you name it. So we got all kinds of things we think we got to have for structures here and there to somehow gain that point of entry into whatever. And here, Jesus is saying, none of that's important. Because Jesus knows that every person is, first and foremost, what? A creation and a child of God. You see, everyone's on equal plane. And so, the kingdom of God is not something you can earn. It is just simply that which is given to you. And the question is, will you receive it? Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God, like the littlest child, will never enter it. Here, the word like is telling us that we must be similar to a child. As adults, we often believe that we're going to put away those childish ways, but I would propose to you that God uses the imagery of a child on purpose. Jesus wants us to remember what it was like to have been a child, vulnerable and wholly dependent on someone else, rather than for us to be cloaked in the garments of our bloated sense of self, importance, dominance, and pride. Now then we get really right down to the very key portion of this verse in the next section. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like the, and again, not every version has this, but this is important, like the littlest child, will never enter it. If we get down to the Greek language here, it actually refers to, in the Greek, the youngest and most helpless of children. Jesus is calling us to come before God's presence with absolute dependence. Through Christ our Lord, we come before God as being helpless and humble. We leave the baggage of our egos, our self-importance, and our preconceived notions. We leave it all behind as we approach the magnificent glory of God's kingdom. As adults, we often forget what it means to be so very dependent upon the care of others. And again, for so many of us, what we really need to do is get back to thinking of what it was like to be in the presence of young children. You know, as our own children, even our own grandchildren, as they start growing up, we kind of forget, don't we? We forget. No, when Jonathan, our son, was born, I could put his head right here in the palm of my hand, and his feet stopped right there. Now, everything was there, you know, all the fingers, the toes, and everything, but it was such a profound and humbling experience to think, whoa, here is a human being sitting in my arm, head right just here, just, and so tiny, so helpless, so very dependent upon, my care. Oh, talk about responsibility. Oh. You know, every moment, this child must be protected. This child must be cared for. This child must be held up, lifted up, watched over for safety, for maturity, just to exist, to live. Here, this is all. When Miss Addie was born, 2 years and 5 months ago, got that down, right? And of course, now our youngest grandchild, Master B, I'm going to call him that, Benedict, that's too long of a name, Master B, he's now 3 months old as of last week. And Jonathan sent me a picture of Miss Addie, head here. But you know what? Her feet were just a little bit beyond the bend in his elbow because he was a bit bigger. And you know what? She's only two years, 5 months old, she's already over 3 feet tall. Big little girl,
but at one time right here, but so very dependent upon the watchful care of loving parents, the littlest child. That is the key emphasis here that we see from our Lord Jesus, is it not? It's a child rather than adult is what Jesus is emphasizing here. And by this point in his ministry, our Lord Jesus already had become weary of the adults in the room, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, who, filled with their own sense of self-importance, position, and pride, are feeling threatened by the growing popularity of Jesus and his teachings. Blinded by their selfish ambition, these adults are unable to experience the simplicity of Christ's message about the real kingdom, and they are maneuvering to discount and discredit all that Christ stands for. Yet Jesus knows it is only when those listening to him can truly humble themselves and be wholly receptive that they will be able to enter the kingdom of God. You see, what Jesus is really saying here is that he's saying, I'm not making the exclusion. I'm not keeping you away from the kingdom. You are. You're keeping yourself away from the kingdom because you're so caught up in all the stuff about yourself that you can't humble yourself enough to be like that young child. You know, when our children are here this past week up here on the stage and they just soak up all of these songs and the joy, and they just kind of just fill up with a level of eager anticipation and energy. Ah, it's so wonderful to experience, is it not? It really is. That just empowers us and gives us such joy, doesn't it, Barbara? I can see you smile, and you know exactly what I mean. That's where it's at. But you see, children can just be that way because they are so receptive and they are so willing to believe what's being told to them. And they are so willing to just kind of just be themselves as children. And Jesus is saying it is like that spirit within children that we must be in ourselves in order for us to receive the kingdom. Can you get back there? Let go of a lot of the adult pretensions and get back to what Christ is saying. But then we also get to the next verse where we know that Jesus, what he does is that he brings the children to himself, takes them up into his arms. He puts his hands on them to bless them. And can you just imagine yourself? You know, yeah, you've been working really hard, trying to keep all the puzzle pieces together, and just worrying and wondering what's going on about life and worrying about this illness or that difficulty or whatever it is that's going on in life. Can you imagine Jesus just kind of just scooping you up, bringing you into his arms so you can truly feel his great comfort? When you scoop up your grandchildren, you know what that feels like and the joy it brings you. Imagine what joy it brings God to just be able to scoop us up and just embrace us with great love, peace, comfort, and indeed eternal joy. That's the kingdom of God. Not only in the eternal, but it is the kingdom of God, even in this moment. Do you know Christ? If he's not your Savior, today is that day. I know you can come forward and accept Christ in a way your life can be transformed. Today can be your day to come forward, become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. I extend the invitation to you as we turn to our hymn of invitation. It's number 529. We're going to sing all three stanzas of I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me. 529. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Jesus lifted me. Thank you so much for being in the Lord's house this morning. We wish you the very best as you journey forward in the new week and indeed feel the embrace of our loving Lord Jesus. We want to remind our deacons, elders, and committee chair folks, we do have the July board meeting immediately after this service in the upper room classroom. May we pray. Lord God, as we depart, we consider it a great privilege to have been in your house, to lift up praise and worship to you, and as we journey forward in the new week, we pray that our lives will be a living testimony of your great love in all we do and say. For it is in Christ's name we give thanks. Amen.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. When we are called to part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to